Welcome to the first Ag Chat episode of 2023, a podcast brought to you by the Association of Women in Agriculture at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. We are very excited to be bringing Ag Chat back again this year.
My name is Kylie Conine, and I am part of the Collegiate Farm Bureau at UW-Madison, also known as CFB.
I'm Mackenzie Trinko, and I'm part of the Association of Women in Agriculture.
My name is Emma Dorhorst, and I'm a part of Badger Dairy Club here on campus.
And today we are going to be chatting with members from some of the different agricultural organizations on the UW-Madison campus about what events they have in store for the spring semester, how to get involved with these events, and the impact on the greater Madison community.
All right. So like I said, I'm Kenzie. I'm the one representing AWA. And my major is animal sciences. So I'm on the pre-vet route, which is pretty fun. I know a couple of us are here. And then I'm a senior and the current vice president, which is really fun. And I come from a non-agricultural background. I have a horse, you know, typical horse girl, but otherwise no true ag ties.
And my name's Kylie. Really unfortunate with the cold weather that we're having this week because I am originally from San Diego, California, where my family has the last dairy farm down there. However, avoiding the 75 and sunny to be here in the 20s. And I'm a sophomore studying dairy science. I also have certificates in ag business and science communications, but ultimate career goals in the future is to do something with dairy cattle nutrition.
And my name is Emma. I am from Wisconsin, and I do come from an ag background. I grew up on our family farm and then decided to mainly do show cows. So my siblings and I really take pride in owning our own heifers, raising them all year, and then taking a select number of cows out as well. So we really enjoy that. I am also a dairy science major, and I've actually been pre-admitted to vet school through the FAVE Meds program. So I'm really, really excited about that, hoping to become a large animal veterinarian.
Yeah, and just to add on also, I'm currently serving as the outreach officer for Collegiate Farm Bureau, and then I also serve as outreach for Badger Dairy Club. And
I also serve as outreach chair for Badger Dairy Club, so it's a dual role. Kylie and I both work together to bring outreach opportunities to Badger Dairy Club to help get our name out there and be more of a presence in the community.
Two minds is better than one.
Yeah, and I'm actually PR for Badger Dairy Club as well, so you'll probably see us chiming in a lot at random things because we are all involved in all three clubs, which is kind of cool. So,
yeah. So with that, we can go ahead and get started. I'll first talk about Collegiate Farm Bureau here at UW-Madison, and really when trying to describe what Collegiate Farm Bureau is to the average student or the average person walking down, a lot of what we do is talk about all things Wisconsin agriculture. So we're going to talk about policy. We're going to talk about environment. And what's Kenzie mentioned earlier, how like we're all involved in these different clubs. So what's really cool about Collegiate Farm Bureau, in a sense, is just the variety of agriculture that we get to see. We're having a Christmas tree speaker come to our meeting this next week. And so really the wide diversity of, even though a majority of us are either ag business, dairy science, or animal science, we're also getting to see a lot of the more of the crop and other aspects of agriculture. And then also, how do we promote that to the general public in terms of Ag in the Classroom, Ag Day on Campus, and then Ag Day at the Capitol? So that's just a little bit about CFB.
I guess one thing, you know, I don't know how much you know about this, but CFB is one of those things that has like a national tie to it, whereas the other two kind of don't. I don't know. We kind of want to go into that a little bit because we don't, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah. One really unique thing about Collegiate Farm Bureau versus some of the other clubs that we're going to be talking about today is kind of the national ties. So we are a collegiate chapter, but in union with the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation and then also the American Farm Bureau Federation. And kind of what's unique about Collegiate Farm Bureau is we discuss all aspects of agriculture. We're going to discuss policy. We're going to have discussions and conversations in the student level, but then also with adult leaders within our industry. We're going to talk about crops. We're going to talk about dairy, but then it's also going to extend to how can we portray these lessons to the public through events such as Ag in the Classroom and Ag Day at the Capitol, but then also as a collegiate chapter, how can we do this through events such as Ag Day on Campus? So that's just a little bit about Collegiate Farm Bureau.
BDC or Badger Dairy Club, I'll probably reference it as BDC just out of habit, but when I say BDC, I mean Badger Dairy Club, is a place on campus, a club where people who share a common interest in agriculture enthusiasm, especially surrounding the dairy industry in particular, is a great place for students to come and meet other people who share similar interests. I like to think of Badger Dairy Club as a place where people who have more specialization in show cows can come, but then somebody who has more experience with production dairy cattle can also come, and they can find a common ground and a medium to listen to speakers. I think at our last meeting, we had someone from Peak Genetics come and talk to us about their global specializations, especially within different countries. It's really interesting to hear about the genetic differences between what cows look like in Italy versus what cows look like here in the US. So learning different things about different parts of the industry is a great place. If you want to learn more about that, Badger Dairy Club is definitely the place for you.
Also, to add on to that real quick, before we talk about AWA, I think, Emma, you brought up that distinction between the people that come from more of a show cattle background and the people that come from a commercial background. But I think also, and it was brought up at our most recent meeting, we also need to give a really huge credit to the people that don't necessarily come from a dairy background in general. And maybe, Kenzie, this is something later that you can talk about, but kind of how we're able to incorporate all people. And being that we're here in Wisconsin, the heart of America's dairyland, how are we able to incorporate all people to learn more about the dairy industry, especially as it contributes to so many of our lives, even if we weren't raised in the industry?
That's a really fair point. And I think it's really important that we really take that message to heart, because being on the inside within the dairy industry, I think sometimes we become blind to certain aspects that we're just so used to seeing. But getting that outside perspective from somebody who maybe doesn't see cows every day or go home on the weekend to some area within dairy is really eye-opening and can be such a great avenue of new ideas and so many great things within ag.
But enough about dairy. Let's bounce on over to AWA.
I'm sure I'll dig into my non-ag background a little later. But to introduce the Association of Women in Agriculture, it's kind of just that, an association of women who love ag or are involved in it in some way. It was established at the University of Wisconsin-Madison in 1973, I believe only by like 8 women. And they just, you know, wanted to get together and bring that small community together. And today we have a house that we have, you know, a good chunk of the girls living in. We have girls out of the house. A lot of things we do are based on our 3 pillars. So we have service, social, and professionalism pillars. We go to volunteer to local organizations such as like Second Harvest Food Bank or Ronald McDonald House. We spend a lot of time together doing, you know, just fun activities. And then for professionalism, we put on our own little events, but we also have speakers coming in, kind of like CFB and BDC, but they come from all over, whether that's somebody talking about, you know, finance and in ag or just in general, and then women leadership or women in agriculture. But that's kind of the basis of AWA. I think it's a really great way to get women together in some form. And it's a good time.
One thing that's really cool about all these clubs is like there are so many members who are in all 3 or maybe 2, they all work together at different events on campus. And it's really cool to see the membership kind of intertwined between all 3.
Yeah. Kenzie, you mentioned kind of some of the activities that AWA does. Maybe elaborate more on those and which ones are coming up this spring. And I know personally, I'm really excited for formal, but what are some of the ones that you guys are excited for AWA coming up?
Sure. I'll start it off for any of the alumni listening. So we have our AWA day coming up. It is the 50th anniversary one. We've been doing a ton of stuff for it. Our communications coordinator and alumni coordinator have been running their butts off doing whatever. But that is a big thing that brings together the alumni and the active members and even, you know, prospective members in some way. Where we get all together, we listen to each other, kind of like just an annual meeting, but we also recognize active members and alumni members for their involvement and maybe even what they're doing today in their careers. Some other things that we put on as an active membership are like AWA formal, like Kylie mentioned. So it's kind of just like an adult prom, I hesitate to say, where the association will have like a formal event in, you know, some local place in Madison, and we get all together, we have our plus ones, and we dance the night away. Some other things we do are Rally to Fight Hunger, which, again, alumni, you definitely know what this is. I'm talking to you. But it's a big service event that it goes on in Madison, and we package meals for those who are hungry, whether that's, you know, kids, adults, soldiers overseas, et cetera. But that's also a really fun event that also one thing I guess we could add to it is we also put a little twist on our teams and see how many we can make and how fast we can make them. So you all have different colored teams and we make it competitive because why not? And then some other things, we have real world seminars where our alumni coordinator will bring in alumni typically, or even somebody from outside the org to talk about a specific topic. So getting a job in the industry after college, or how to become an AWA alumni, or we often have like a specific one for juniors and seniors for financing and how to take care of your money eventually, something I know I struggle with. but it's a lot. I know each club kind of tries to cater it towards some field, but I think specifically in AWA and CFB, we are all over the place with our speakers and what we do.
Yeah, and kind of just bouncing off of that for some of the activities and fun things we have coming up for CFB this spring. Spring, we focus a lot on outreach. I know, Kenzie, you talked a lot about how AWA is focusing more on the members and kind of activities that help the members. And not to say that CFB doesn't do that, but this spring we're really cool and excited for participating in a few different things. First, kind of geared towards our members, we have our spring trip coming up where CFB members, I think there's like 37 kids signed up, are going to be going to Washington and Oregon and getting to see a billion different aspects of agriculture back on the West Coast. So definitely going to be nice to go back to the West Coast for me, but also to introduce that to a lot of the members here that maybe don't necessarily know what kind of industries are in that geographical region. So that's a lot of education and just an eye-opening experience for members to go on.
Oh, yeah. We're looking at like tulips and oyster farms and stuff. It's going to be so fun.
Yeah, no, I am really excited for that. And then also kind of more geared towards outreach. Ag in the Classroom is going to be starting back up again. And so we have our Ag in the Classroom coordinator and officer. She's setting up, and I think her goal is to do 10 schools this semester. So she's setting it up that every week she's going to be going to a different elementary and middle school here in the Madison area. And she's putting together lessons to teach these kids about different aspects of agriculture. And some deal with the dairy industry and some deal with other aspects of agriculture, such as crop production. So this is really cool and a unique opportunity where CFB members are able to take what they're learning in their classes, in our meetings, and get to apply it and teach the younger generation. And what's really cool about this also is the opportunity that most of the kids that they're going to be teaching don't necessarily come from an ag background. So I know for me personally, it's always fun to see kind of this opportunity for people to learn. And the same thing that's more targeted towards younger audiences, but we're also going to have our Ag Day on campus later on in, I believe it's April. But for Ag Day on campus, what that is going to be targeted more towards students here at UW-Madison, and we're going to be passing out agricultural foods and different products and also teaching them some facts. And then also another event that we have coming up this spring, kind of to network with different Wisconsin Farm Bureau members on more of the state association side of things, is going to be Ag Day at the Capitol. And that's going to be kind of talking about policy changes that are coming forward that could bring light and assist agriculture in different methods.
That was awesome. Go CFB. Badger Dairy Club almost kind of works in opposite with CFB. So our fall semester is really busy for Badger Dairy Club members. In the spring, one event that we are really looking forward to is FFA Day. I know that's one thing that Badger Dairy Club really, it's a great place for us to reach out to those FFA kids who have a background in agriculture or maybe don't at all, and show them this is what UW-Madison does for agricultural students who have an interest in this. These are clubs that you can reach out to if you decide to come here and be a part of them, to network and be a part of the agricultural community at UW-Madison. After FFA Day, we do our banquet, place for awards, and to kind of celebrate the end of the school year. But back to the busy fall, we are very, very involved with World Dairy Expo, especially behind the scenes. So World Dairy Expo is an international cow show hosted right here in Madison, Wisconsin at the Alliant Energy Center. Badger Dairy Club is responsible for setting up the entirety of World Dairy Expo and then assisting during the show, whether it's in the show ring, on grounds crew, or even signage. And then after World Dairy Expo, we tear it all down and get ready for next year. So the week of World Dairy Expo is really busy for our members, but it's really, really fun. And it's a great time for us all to kind of connect and go deeper in our relationships, but also get to see beautiful, amazing cows on those colored shavings.
It's a constant joke or that expo is, although it's 1 week of October, it's a really a year-long process. I know the chair applications just came out this past week and kind of a unique, we talked earlier about how all of these clubs are very intertwined. And as Emma just talked about World Dairy Expo, one really unique thing about that is CFB and BDC work together actually to have a grilled cheese stand. And so during that, the whole week of Expo, World Dairy Expo gives us the opportunity to use that as a club fundraiser for both clubs. So we pay all of the hourly wages. Fortunately, we're able to get a lot of donations in terms of some of the cheeses and breads and some of the goods that are going into the sandwich. But I would definitely say that the grilled cheese stand, if you go up to a general public or just a general showman at World Dairy Expo and you say, what's the go-to food of World Dairy Expo? I guarantee you they're going to say either a chocolate shake or a grilled cheese because it's just very symbolic. I don't know, honestly, how many years it's been running, but it is our biggest fundraiser for both of BDC and CFB and brings in, that's really what funds our trip and is funding our trip over to the West Coast. And then for BDC, that really helps to get a lot of, typically we have ADSA. I know that's canceled this year, unfortunately, but really helps to get all of the activities and really funds those two clubs here on campus.
Yeah, I think that Expo and the grilled cheese stand is the one thing that we kind of see the two clubs really come together on, and it's really cool because it doubles as a thing with members where they can get both of their hours in if they're in both clubs. But I think in other terms, too, each club has events that other clubs come and help with, whether that's just like volunteering their time or they hear about it and want to help. So like Rally to Fight Hunger, we always invite Babcock House, which is a co-ed house on campus, or Alpha Gamma Rho or AGR, which we have like a social connection with all the guys there. But I think it's really cool to see everybody come together in every aspect, because oftentimes it's not just one club helping and it's everybody.
Going back to World Dairy Expo, I'd have to say one, and I've only been doing this for 2 years, working in the cheese stand, but one of the funny memories that I have from that would be this year I was setting up with Brianna to help get cheese stand going on the first day, and we turned on all the grills and put all like the bread on them with the butter, and we were getting ready to roll. And all of a sudden, the cheese stopped melting on the sandwiches. And we're like, what's going on? So we're checking the grills, and we kept blowing fuses all over the place. Oh, no. So like Woody came over and tried to help get everything plugged back in. I think it took us like an hour and a half to get that set up because we just couldn't get the fuses to stay.
You would think that kids lose weight and college kids lose weight during World Dairy Expo because of how much we're running around, how little sleep we're getting. And it's amazing. I know personally how many grilled cheeses I eat and shakes that I eat, that they kind of just balance each other out, unfortunately.
Yeah, definitely. We always have a good time in the cheese stand and anywhere on, you know, on the expo grounds for sure. I know for CFB, one of my fond memories that comes to it, you know, being someone that didn't come from ag, we'll jump into like, you know, conferences and whatnot. So we got to listen to a lot of cool speakers at YFA, which is the Young Farmers and Agriculturists Convention. Which first we had some members do a discussion meet there, which is really cool to watch because I've seen some things in FFA as a kid, but nothing like that. And it was really cool to see our members talk about a very pertinent topic today. But also, they also have little breakout rooms that do, they have different companies come in and do a talk on what they do. So I went to one for Chippewa Valley Bean, which I knew existed simply because we have one girl in AWA that did work there. But it was really cool to actually dig into what they do because I knew nothing about bean agriculture. But YFA is also just, you know, a huge event for the Collegiate Farm Bureau, and being that I've only been in it for, you know, a year and a half, and BDC for only 2 years, like Emma said, but being somewhat new, it was cool jumping into everything and learning so much.
And also, you talk about like the importance of conferences and kind of the opportunity that that brings. I know personally, I'm not going. I don't know if either of you are going, but I know we have a lot of members from BDC going this spring to the PDPW, which is the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin, I believe. Yep. And so they're going to be going. A lot of them did their mentor program where they were able to go on to farms over this past winter break and kind of learn different management techniques from the various farm managers all throughout the state. And then kind of this collective conference that will be over spring break, they'll be able to regroup with their mentors and kind of just express gratitude for the lessons that they learned, but then also be able to share those lessons with the others around them. So I know that that's another fun event that's coming up this spring.
Yeah, so all of these events are so fun, as you can tell. We always have a good time. But I think we also do them, even though they are fun for members, because they are important for us to do. And that's in like an educational sense, but also in a sense of future careers and whatnot. So for like education, like I said, I learned a ton because I didn't know anything about it when I was there. But there might be so many people in the future, students in the future that also don't know and they should attend to these things. And it might be way outside of their comfort zone, but it's okay. You're going with a good group that'll support you the whole way. In terms of like future careers, things like YFA or even going across the country with CFB, you're going to meet people that you work with in the future. Especially, you know, when you go to AWA Day, I know a lot of people recognize people from, you know, Alta Genetics or something like that, where they're like, oh, yeah, I did an internship there. I know who you are. And maybe that is where their future lies. So it's important because it leads to these opportunities that, you know, you might not get otherwise. And like I said, it might be a little bit uncomfortable at first, but it's so cool to see our whole community united because you will recognize people in the future.
Yeah. Kenzie kind of brings up the opportunity and mentions that aspect of networking. And I know something for me coming from out of state, that was very important for me and kind of the transition to school is prior to coming to UW-Madison, I really didn't know anyone. And by living in the house, living in AWA my freshman year and getting involved in these various clubs, I kind of came to, it's a big school, UW-Madison, over 40,000 undergrads, but I would definitely say that Ag campus is small. And even though our clubs aren't necessarily exclusive to Ag members, I think that's something we should press fit, that we have people from all different majors. We have engineering majors, food science majors, not just necessarily your typical animal and dairy science. And I know for me personally, kind of just that connectiveness and family and network between students. But then also, as Kenzie mentioned, kind of looking forward to those different future career opportunities. I know for me personally, it was in meeting at our very first, it's at the official interview night that all potentials do during their fall semester. You go undergo a interview. And it was in that interview that I was talking to Dr. Heather White, who is a faculty here at UW-Madison in the Animal and Dairy Science Department. And I expressed my interest in wanting to pursue graduate school for dairy cattle nutrition or dairy cattle genetics. And it just so happened that after that interview, she approached me and was like, hey, I have a lab here on campus and I think you should get involved. And since then, I've been working in the lab for the past 2 years and I'm doing my own project this semester that, fingers crossed, we'll be able to present either later this year or next year. And so in that aspect of kind of, again, mentioning that you're going to have these network opportunities amongst people, you're going to find your people on campus. And I think that's a really important aspect for these ag organizations. But then again, echoing how the influence that it has on your future career and kind of that post-undergraduate mentality.
I'd have to agree. I think it's really humbling and awesome to be a part of clubs that really make it their mission to not only spread the message of agriculture and educate the public. I mean, I think that should be one of our main goals as these clubs is just to educate people who maybe don't know as much about ag as we do, and definitely we can all learn more as well. But providing these network opportunities for members is really awesome, and definitely we see it pay off with people who go out in careers and we know them, or we help bridge that relationship, bridge the divide between them so that networking opportunities are made available to students.
We forgot another very big important event coming up for BDC this spring, And that is going to be the Badger Invitational Sale.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and I don't know. Here I am on the sale committee, and I totally blanked about it till now. But another really big event that we have coming up this spring for Badger Dairy Club is the Badger Invitational. I believe it's the 21st anniversary. Mm-hmm. Don't quote me on that. But with this Badger Invitational Sale, because of COVID and the transition to how everyone was secluded, for the last sale, it was moved to an online embryo sale. And we have continued that format this year. And so we will be right now, I'm serving on the selection committee along with our general chair, Kylie Nichols. And we have a confirmed 55 lots. I know we're hoping to get a few more, but we are going to be hosting a sale on March 24th at the Harley-Davidson Museum here in Madison. We're going to be having a sales social beforehand. And again, this is going to be serving as a really big fundraiser for Badger Dairy Club, where we're going to have embryo and choice lots.
One other thing about the sale that's really neat too is Madison actually only gets the opportunity to host it every other year because we switch off with River Falls. So this year it's our turn to host, and next year it will be River Falls' turn.
It's been 42 years. So 21 is right for us, but 42 years total.
Let's go.
Yeah. And one other thing, I guess, you know, for students looking to get involved or maybe alumni members that want to reminisce, how did you guys get into these clubs? Because I know I joined BDC and CFB simply because I had friends in it, but it turned out to be a really good, you know, opportunity for me in the future.
I guess for me, I'm going to pull the card. My dad was in it when he went to school here. And I have always heard him. I've only heard positive memories about it from him reminiscing about his college days. And it's something that when I heard him talk about it, I really want to do that. I want to be a part of an organization that is going to give me the same opportunities that he had and more. And connect with people who have the same interests with me, because that's something that has kind of been a struggle for me, especially in high school. It was a real struggle to find people who had the same commonalities and interests that I did. So the idea of coming to a campus with multiple organizations that had people who were interested in some type of thing I was really, really intriguing. And that's why I joined.
For me, again, mentioning that I'm originally from out of state, I had committed to actually a few schools. Originally in high school, I went to a very small private school. And so the thought of going to a big public university was very daunting. And so I actually committed to a few schools, one that was closer to home here at UW-Madison and one other. And when it came time to, okay, I'm going to be going to UW-Madison, I contacted the university and said, I'd like to sign my dorm housing signature and sign that lease. And they were like, we are out of leases in the dorms. And so I said, well, if I go to UW-Madison, I am going to be homeless. And I actually called up Ted Halbach, who's a faculty member here at UW-Madison for his final year. And I said, Ted, if I come to UW-Madison, I am homeless. So I need your help. And he immediately put me in contact with AWA, and I signed a lease for my freshman year. And there was three freshmen, including myself, living in the house that year. And it's been very cool to see kind of the transition to now there's seven or six freshmen living in the house this year. But being that I was kind of the oddball out of the freshmen in the very beginning, I was paired with a sophomore for a roommate, and she was serving on the executive team for all of these other different clubs on campus, CFB, BDC. She was also serving as a officer for NAMA. And so kind of by seeing her involvement on these different officer teams very much made me want to get involved and see these clubs. And then also just, again, the opportunity to meet people and make friends, I think, was a big motivating factor behind me wanting to join these clubs here on campus.
Yeah, kind of going back to the freshmen in the house, just because you mentioned it, we only had one when I was a sophomore, I guess, here for the first time, which was a little odd. But, you know, now we have all of these lovely people living with us who are going to have a long life in AWA.
I was going to say, how many are there this year?
I think five or six. Yeah, we had one simply because another member moved out earlier when I was a sophomore. So, but, you know, we're growing and people need homes.
And there's already freshmen that are signed leases for next year. So they literally just got their announcement that they were accepted last week. And I know Grace had already mentioned that they signed their leases.
Cool. Yeah. I guess, well, you know, you kind of went into the, like, seeing things on campus and getting involved because you had a roommate like that. So one thing, another big one we forgot, like SAIL, which is fine, is breakfast on the farm with the Association of Women in Agriculture is something that we always do on campus. Now, this year, it is going to look a little different, and it's likely going to take in fall of 2023, but we are figuring it out. Applications for committee members just went out. If you're a current member listening, go do that. But we are figuring it out. Nevertheless, keep an eye out for news on there. But typically, that is a fundraiser for AWA where we do like a brunch on the farm, like, you know, Wisconsin counties do, where we have this big thing by the Stock Pavilion, if you're aware where that is on campus. And we have a bunch of breakfast food, Alice in Dairyland. We have a little petting zoo, educational aspects. So everybody from students to AWA members or somebody just off the street and their family can come right in and learn a little bit about agriculture, which is really cool. And I know Bucky came this year, and he got to pet my horse, which was kind of fun. And my horse got to experience Madison on campus for the first time. But yeah, I just wanted to mention that breakfast on the farm is typically a big thing we do. It's going to look a little different, but well, we're getting there. So
I do think it is very important that we point out that the current 75th Alice in Dairyland was a member of AWA just graduated last year. So we're really happy for Taylor, and it's awesome that she can come back and help out with these AWA events.
Mm-hmm. Shout out TP Schaefer. So kind of going into Taylor Schaefer, and you know, she's an alumni. One thing we just want to reiterate is that the agricultural community on campus is like a small town community. So we have all of these people involved in all of these different clubs. But while Madison can feel huge sometimes, and like Kylie said, you know, 40,000 students on a campus where it takes you over 30 minutes to walk across, you know, downtown from the House of Humanities even, you really get to know everybody with similar interests, and you get to know people who even grew up in a place near you, minus Kylie, but like I found a lot of people who lived by me who was just like, oh, like you were 30 minutes away, never even knew it. But we just want to reiterate that it is such a small community, and it's so cool getting to know everybody. And even if you don't know, you know, I've never talked to them, you will know their name at some point. There's always leadership opportunities, but the ag community is really cool here, and I would recommend it to anybody who's a little worried about coming to Madison.
And I think another thing also that's really unique is a lot of people say that collegiate chapters are only school year participation. And I would say that that's something that very much contradicts. We talk about how Breakfast on the Farm is going to be changing, and very much it's going to call for increased action and increased participation and collaboration over the summer. The AWA house serves as a house for people during the summer who are either taking internships here in Madison, jobs here in Madison, but also students from other campuses are able to stay at AWA's house. And so again, that serves as a networking opportunity. But then also all of the lead up to World Dairy Expo, that all happens during the summer. Collegiate Farm Bureau, we have these officer transitions. And so really, I would say that kind of contradicts, all of these clubs kind of contradict the norm that a collegiate chapter or collegiate club is only school year participation. And very much these clubs go to show the continual and the continuation of a year-round event and a kind of year-round building up of these various different networks. And as you mentioned again, Kenzie, kind of just the family that we have created here on Ag Campus, regardless whether or not you came from an ag background or whether you're an ag major.
I like to think of us as a melting pot for all things ag related. And I think that's something that we can really pride ourselves on, that we are an open university to people who have the slightest interest in agriculture, because we have so many different avenues that can take you. I mean, ag is so big. It could take you so many different places. It doesn't have to be going right back to a family farm. Well, I guess to wrap it up, I think it's really important that we share our social media accounts so that listening members can keep updated with what we're doing on campus and in the community. Badger Dairy Club can be found on Instagram, Facebook, and we also have a website.
And Collegiate Farm Bureau can be found via our collegiate Instagram and Facebook pages, but then we also do a lot promotional and consecutively with Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation. So,
and AWA can be found on Instagram, Facebook, and our website, which is usually always AWA_UW Madison.
Again, my name is Emma Dorhorst.
My name is Kylie Conine.
And I'm Kenzie Trinko. And thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of Ag Chat, brought to you by the Association of Women in Agriculture.
Bye!